The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Here's a program note for today. In the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to do a little Bible study. And I say this advisedly, but truthfully. I believe that the 5 o'clock hour today will be one of the most important hours that I have done on this program in a long, long time. We're going to look at the biblical theology of suffering. There's so much confusion about why do we suffer? Is suffering ever God's will, God's plan? What happens when you suffer? There is a biblical theology of suffering that is missing in many of our churches today. And I would say, it's just my opinion, probably the majority of Christians do not really understand suffering or even persecution. Some things are happening in Nigeria that have really prompted me to dig a little deeper into Scripture. And I sincerely hope you will join me in the 5 o'clock hour. The plan is I'm going to take the entire hour to deal with it. If you can't listen, I hope you will listen online later. You go to thewordcolumbus.com, click on my picture when you get there. That'll bring you to my page, and the past programs are very easy to access. And if you have the app on your phone, it's even easier. Just open the app, and they will be there. So that's the 5 o'clock hour today. I hope every day we talk about important things, but it's not always equally important. Today is going to be a very, very important time. So I hope you can make time to listen. The coronavirus continues to make world headlines. The stock market dropped again, marking the biggest drop in a single week in many, 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 many years. It is causing panic among investors, and in fact, in my non-expert opinion, I keep telling you I'm not an expert on anything. I am particularly not an expert when it comes to the stock market, but I think the panic is driving the drop. The drop is causing panic. Panic is causing the drop. It's just feeding off itself, and I think the news media, I want to say this carefully. I think the news media and the Democratic Party are fueling this. Now, I've said this before, and I know it may seem inflammatory, but I believe it's true. The liberal left in America hates Donald Trump more than they care about the well-being of America or Americans. I know that's a strong statement, but I mean it. I believe that many in the liberal left hate Donald Trump far more than they love America. So in other words, they are more than willing to stoke fear, panic, hysteria, in the hopes that it will hurt Donald Trump politically. Now, again, I realize that's a radical statement, but I believe it's true. The hatred is so deep, and their craving for power is so great that they would be more than willing to drive the stock market into the toilet, to cause mass hysteria and panic, if it would mean they could get rid of Trump and regain power again. Sad, but I believe it's true. So anyway, the International Olympic Committee is seriously discussing canceling the Tokyo Olympics this summer. One of the prominent members of the IOC, when asked, would it be possible to just postpone it? They have said, nope, cancel it. Move it, nope, cancel it. Dick Pond, a former Canadian swimming champion who has been on the IOC since 1978, making him the longest-serving member, estimated there is a 2 to 3 month window to decide the fate of the Olympics, meaning a decision could be put off until late May. Quote, in and around that time, I would say folks are going to have to ask, is this under sufficient control that we can be confident about going to Tokyo or not? If not, the Olympics will not be postponed or moved. They will be canceled. And evidently, that is a very real possibility. Concerning that, some good news. Here is the headline. Israeli scientists, in a few weeks, we will have a coronavirus vaccine. It's a lengthy article from the Jerusalem Post. And this could be a God thing. And I don't understand all the technicalities because I am not a biologist by any means. But scientists in Israel have been working on a vaccine for a virus spread primarily by birds, fowl, and so forth. They are very, very close to getting a vaccine for this particular virulent virus. And when the coronavirus came up, they began looking at the sequence DNA of this coronavirus, and they realized it is very, very close to the virus that they have been working on. And because of that, they believe that the vaccine that they have developed for this other virus can be modified just slightly, and it will take care of the coronavirus as well. Now, here's what I disagree with. One of the scientists in Israel said, quote, let's call it pure luck. We decided to choose coronavirus as a model for our system, just as a proof of concept for our technology. Well, I don't believe in luck. But these Israeli scientists believe that in 2 to 3 weeks, they will have a vaccine for the virus, and they believe that it could be in use in 90 days. Quote, given the urgent global need for a human coronavirus vaccine, we are doing everything we can to accelerate the development. The vaccine could achieve safety approval in 90 days. It will be an oral vaccine, which would make it particularly accessible to the general public around the world. That is from today's Jerusalem Post. Again, scientists actually believe that within 90 days, they will have a vaccine developed and approved and ready for worldwide distribution. It is fascinating to see the technological advancements that come out of Israel. If you want a fascinating study, just do an internet search. Scientific discoveries in Israel or scientific discoveries by Israelis. You'll be blown away. When you consider the size of Israel, it is a tiny, tiny little country under constant attack by people who want to wipe them off the face of the earth. And then when you look at the scientific advancements, the scientific discoveries that have come out of this tiny, tiny little country, it is unlike any other country on the planet. Yeah, I do believe that God has his hand on the nation of Israel. Now, if this vaccine, and it's still if this vaccine comes out of Israel and saves the world from a pandemic, do you think their Arab neighbors will compliment them or thank them? Don't hold your breath. We will see. All right. Quick break. We'll return.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, would you like to go to the Arnold Fitness Expo? It's next weekend, March 6th through the 8th at the Convention Center. And I have a pair of tickets to give away. These tickets are $20 a piece. Now, children 14 and younger are free. But I have a pair of tickets to give away. And, all right, tell you what. I'm getting phone calls, and the number of our lines are limited. I'll just make it easy. Caller number two right now at 877-BOB-LIVE. Pair of tickets to the Arnold Expo. Caller number two. We'll make it really easy, and because I've got limited phone lines available. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Caller number two. One pair of tickets to the Arnold Expo. Again, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, those are gone. All right. It is Open Phone Friday. Let's go to Paul in Grove City. Hey, Paul, how are you?
Hey, Bob. Buddy.
Hey, Paul. Hey, I'm coming to your neck of the woods tonight.
Yeah, where is the Victory something? Or no,
New Life Baptist. It's on Neff Road, N-E-F-F.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of get over by there.
I have no idea where it is, but I'm going to trust my GPS.
Well, I'm sure we'll be glad to have my buddy Bob in the Grove City area.
All right. Well, I expect people lining the streets, flags waving, banners. I expect all of that, Paul. You're in charge.
I'll get the fireworks out, Bob, for you, man. I'll tell them to get them out early this year. The Bob Man's coming to Grove City.
All right. What's on your mind?
Hey, I did a little research here, piggyback on your story about how God has favored the Jews, Bob. And you are so right. This story I'm looking at the Jewish News of Northern California, it says out of the 720 prizes awarded since 1901, more than 130, or 18%, have gone to the Jewish.
I know. It is unbelievable. It's seriously, it is just absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, I just thought that that was so interesting. And, you know, it's great to hear the news you just gave about this virus, because it is nice, bad news all the way around. And I think, like you said yesterday, I think, Bob, they're going to do what they can to pin this on Trump. I mean, you got a media out there that's trying to pin the hurricanes, for crying out loud.
I know.
Poor guy.
New York Times, yesterday, the New York Times, in a major editorial, blamed Trump for the coronavirus. What?
Yeah.
What person with half a brain would believe that? Oh, my goodness. Hey, Paul, I'm going to try to take one more call before the top of the hour. So good to talk to you.
Same here, Bob.
All right. Bye-bye.
God bless.
You too. I was going to go to the phones. Nope. All right. I thought we had someone going on the air, and we don't. My apologies to Paul. I got rid of him too soon. All right. I wanted to get to this story anyway, quickly. Wait a minute. All right. Let's see. What day was this? Tuesday of this week, the Senate shot down a bill that would require a baby that survived an abortion. In other words, they were born alive, even though the attempt was to kill them, to abort them. The legislation would simply require that they get the same kind of treatment that any other baby would get. Isn't that common sense? Hello? Well, the Democrats filibustered it, shot it down, it didn't pass. When CNN reported on this, listen to this, and I got to hurry. The bill to be considered is the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act, sponsored by Republican Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska, that would require abortion providers to work to preserve the life and health of a fetus that was born. Excuse me? They preserve the life and health of a fetus that was born. Now, if you don't know what fetus means, fetus is from the Latin. It just means unborn. Really? Yeah, it took them 2 days, but they finally issued a clarification. Oops. Hey, in the next hour, seriously, one of the most important hours, I believe, that we'll have in a long, long time. Keep listening. Stick with me. We'll be back.